Hello, this is Max. How can I help you?
Hi, Max. I was wanting to see how much you all charge to market a book.
Our prices vary depending on the budget and kind of what kind of, ad campaigns we're running. Can you tell me what kind of book are we dealing with here?
I have a romance novel, and it's already been published, but I just wanted to have it marketed. So how much just to market it?
See, marketing is an
Or
umbrella term,
actually,
right? So me
I'm
uploading,
sorry.
I'm saying marketing is an umbrella term. Me uploading on my Facebook and telling people about your book, it will also be considered marketing, and making sure that every single billboard in Colorado has your book on it will also be considered under marketing. Our marketing packages, they do start from like a couple of $1,000 where we create your branding, but they go all the way up to $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, depending on the kind of budget the client has. We create a custom plan. I can tell you what we do. What we do doesn't change, but the amount of money that we have amplifies the results a lot. So there are three. May I please have your name to address you properly?
Yes, my name's Karen.
Karen. Karen, so the first thing that we do is that we start running ads on your Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Amazon, wherever we can. We start off with the ads. Why do we do that? Because we need instant sales coming in to look at the reviews and, just so the reviews keep going up. That creates the credibility of the book on the platforms that it is uploaded on. After that, we need to create word of mouth. For that, we involve influencer marketing campaigns. So we would hire a few influencers. We'd give them your book. We'll ask them to make videos, photos, and, record their reviews. And we try to ensure that they are the biggest influencers in the category, so that smaller influencers look at them and it creates a ripple effect. So they will go ahead, buy a book, and, do the whole review thing. And at the end of the day,
Okay.
we do search engine optimization, SEO, for your website, because we understand that we can't keep running ads forever. It will burn all of the cash really quickly. So while we're running ads, we ensure that we ensure organic traffic on your website by bringing in, SEO experts and doing SEO on your website. And within the 6 months, if anybody searches up on Google and they search your name or the name of your book, it should be all about you. So we do these exact same three things, no matter what the budget is. Even if it's 2,000, if it's 7,000, if it's 12,000, even if it's $25,000, we'll do the exact same thing. But obviously, proportionately, everything would be, less or more. But these are the exact same three things that we're going to do. But and one more thing,
And what,
go ahead.
what determines the price?
What determines the price? Honestly, it's like if you're going to buy a car and if you're going out to buy like a house, you would like select a budget and then you'll look your house that's within your budget, right? We're doing the same thing, and we have like a net. We Barnes and Noble is our official partner here in the United States, and Chapters Indigo is our official partner in Canada. So we give you an ROI guarantee and a minimum book sold guarantee. So let's say if we're telling you we'll sell 5,000 to 6,000 books, and we'll give you a 200% ROI return on your investment, then it really depends on how much you're willing to spend.
Okay, so if you say I go with you all and that many books is not sold, then I get a refund? Is that what you're
You get
saying?
the two options. There's 100% refund guaranteed. If we fail to A, either sell the number of books that we promised, or B, do not give you return on your investment. Let's say you're investing $5,000 with us. A 200% ROI on investment means that we will generate $10,000 worth of, profit for you off of the sales. Or, return on investment would be you'd get, after investing $5,000, you should have $10,000 in your bank account. That's what our commitment is. And if any of the one or two, like if let's say if, a number of sales weren't there, but maybe the ROI was there, but maybe let's say ROI wasn't there, but sales was there. If any of those isn't done, any one of those, you either get 100% refund back or you get 6 months of marketing for free. Let's say we told you we'll sell 7,000 books, but we sold 5,000 books. But now there's a deficit of 2,000 on our end. Either you can still get 100% refund back, or you can just ask us to market your book for the next 6 months, and we'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, all right. So what, I guess, for doing all of that, and I may want you to, like, read my book and make sure that everything in it is good, and maybe
Obviously, we
what I
can't
put on
market a
the,
book without reading it.
okay, so maybe what I put on the back of it needs to be maybe rewritten or something. So if say you do everything you do, and then you do that, you read my book, and then you rewrite a little few things in it. What is the least you could do that for? Do you have an idea or?
That's honestly not a really big deal for us because we have an in-house team of editors, proofreaders, you know, book cover artists, and it's honestly not that big of a deal. $500 or $700 probably going to be a flat service fee, but even not in that in many cases. If, let's say, it's just a minor re-edit or if it's just, you know, changing the text at the back of your book, we're not going to charge you. See, Karen, I'll explain you why we're able to give you such guarantees and why, you know, we would want you to not spend a lot of money on vanity or things, for example, just, you know, spending on money on the product itself rather spend your money on marketing. It's because we know even if we, you know, the ads fail, if the influencers fail, and even if, you know, the SEO fails, let's say all three things failed, we have a network of in-store book, like, you know, physical brick-and-mortar stores, and we provide them insurance. We tell them that you don't have to pay us anything. We'll keep your books over there, and if they sell only, then we. And we start off with, like, 10, 15, 20 stores. And we go to book fairs in the next 3 months, October, November, December, our holiday season coming in, you know, different holiday festivals, they're all coming in. So this is the time to make 60% of the money that you can make off of your books in an entire year. So, you know, that's why we give such crazy guarantees. And we don't want you to spend money on things that won't directly result into, you know, your book sales. An average author makes $3,000 off of their one book with us. So if you do the math, you know, that's good money.
Okay. Yeah, that is good. Okay. So I guess I know you probably don't know right offhand, but what would be the, like, the, for me to get everything you've said, how much would that be? About approximately how much would I have to?
If you really want to, like, have a good way to start off, I tell people at least start with anywhere between 5 to 7, you know. But if you are really on a budget concern and you don't have the money, then start off with 2 or 3. But the best results that I've seen coming in is anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000 or more. If budget is absolutely not a problem for you and you're like, Max, I can go all in, I don't have the problem because you're giving me guarantees and everything, and obviously a lot of this will be written in a contract. So, you know, I'll tell you, you know, invest as much as you can. If you have 10 grand, go for it. We're giving you a guarantee that you're going to make all of that back and more. So, you know, what's stopping you? But if there's any concern, budget is a problem, stick with 5 to 7. That's like a sweet spot. But the more the merrier.
Okay. All right. Well, let me think about it. My phone died, so I had to use my friend's phone. But I will be giving you – do I need to call you back, Max? Or?
And do you have something to write down my number on?
Well, is it not this number that we just called? I can get it from her or –
this is the company line.
Yeah,
the phone is in front of me, but I can give you my direct line so that you can reach out to me directly.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen. Bear with me a moment. And are you all affiliated with Penguin Random House?
No, we're not. We're a self-publishing company. We work authors, independent indie authors.
Okay. All right, Max, what's your number?
It's 315.
Uh-huh.
679.
Uh-huh.
4306.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you talking with me today.
No problem, Karen. Just one quick question before the call ends. Is there any possibility of you moving ahead with us within the next 3 days? Because we will not be onboarding any new clients next month as the holiday season is coming up.
It's probably going to be after that.
Okay.
But I'll see what I can do and call you. I'll call you back as soon as I can to let you know.
Don't worry about it. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.